And now, the moment you've been waiting for, the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. This week, we're looking at a lot of vintage Star Wars figures, and that's one of the reasons most of you guys like to listen to the show. So let me tell you which ones we're going to look at real quick while I go get them. We're going to go look at Star Wars Vintage 2012 Waves 4 and 4 Revision 1. This includes Namor, Aayla Secura, Kithaba, Dr. Evazan. There are some reissues in this wave, also the 501st Clone Trooper. So sit tight, let me get my figures, and I'll be right back. Okay, let's get started. The exciting thing about this wave, or at least one of the interesting things about it, is this whole batch of figures was shown about a year ago at Toy Fair in New York. So at February 2011, when we were there looking around at stuff, these figures were on display. It's coming soon, and soon was a year later. It doesn't happen very much. I'm really glad to say that they came out, because sometimes when they show something and they delay it, they just don't even make it. So it's cool that these actually exist. Kithaba is one of the more exciting ones. It is an update of the Barada figure from 1984-1985. There's a variation. He either has a brown or a red headband. Mine has a brown one. And he includes a staff like the original figure and a holster with a pistol in it. He has red pants, is super articulated, has a very good sculpt. And one of the interesting things about Star Wars figures as they move along, the technology and paint job on the action figure starts to look better than the costume. This almost looks more like a living, breathing creature than the rubbery mask in the movie, because the movie, the eyes were all black because of the shadow and the fact that you really couldn't see the human eyes behind it. Great figure, good sculpt, good movement. I mean, you can put his legs in front of him, you can probably sit in a vehicle just fine. I had him standing in my skiff for the last couple of weeks and he didn't fall over, so he passes my test of being pretty cool. Next up, Dr. Evazan, probably the most anticipated figure in the wave, because as figures go, this is one that really hasn't been very good. Hasbro's made two Dr. Evazans before, both in the same sculpt. One was in 1997, the other was in 2004. They were exclusives in multi-packs, and they didn't really look anything like the guy in the movie. I mean, vaguely, but not really. This one's got a little bit of a paunch, he's got a little bit of chest fuzz, his face is deformed. He's got a ton of articulation, well, you know, normal articulation, what you'd come to expect, and the blaster. The face sculpt is good, there is a variation. Sometimes he has a scar on his face kind of painted pink, and sometimes he doesn't. He's got a dead eye. He just looks perfect. He's got a holster that works, he's got a strap on his leg. I'd say there's not much more you can ask for. I've had him standing around in my Cantina diorama, and he feels right at home, so I'd recommend him. He's got two trigger fingers extended, so you can put a gun in either hand, and he looks like he's going to shoot it, and it's pretty great. I don't know what else you can say about it. It's like, hey, good job. Next, we've got, what do we got? 501st Clone Trooper. There we go. I had to pick him up. I got a little tray on the floor with my figures. The 501st Clone Trooper is based on the 2011 Clone Trooper sculpt. That's the one that was a Phase 1 Trooper. He's got a slightly oversized helmet, and the head looks a little small, but with the helmet on, he looks okay. It is the, as far as I know, only Clone Trooper from the 501st with bend and swivel articulation on the wrists, and as of right now, he only comes in one case. What does that mean to you? Those of you who are overpaying for Darth Malgus and Wedge Antilles are, I guess, getting a great taste of what supply and demand really means, because there's far less supply of this Clone Trooper than any of the other figures. Darth Malgus is going to be in more than one case. Wedge Antilles has been in two so far. He's going to be in a third. This is the only case you can get this figure. So if you haven't got it yet, if you see it, you should probably get it. You know, just saying. It's going to be hard to army build this guy, because if he comes one per case, you can't really get two at once in a box. And just mathematically speaking, people will buy troopers. We've seen that, unless you ship too many of them like the plain white troopers in 2010, but I digress. It's a pretty good figure. I'm not going to say you're going to do cartwheels over it. It's unique, it's rare, and that is a selling point. And for you carded collectors, obviously you're going to want to get one because it looks really cool. Next we have Aayla Secura, which was a figure update that I didn't even know I wanted. And that really is, I think, one of Hasbro's strongest points, is they can say, oh, we've got a figure that's already pretty much perfect. Let's do it again. And while I'm sitting here going, why do another one? And then they hand it to me like, oh, that's why. They had a lot of really good ideas to improve her. The waist joint's basically perfect. It's like a mid-torso joint just below her top. She has two lightsabers. One plugs into her belt. One does not. And obviously one is lit and one is not. One of her hands is in a cool using the force gesture with two fingers sticking out. She's got really great hip joints that can move out to the sides or forward. The articulation and range of movement on her is better than just about any other Jedi figure out right now. Head sculpt is great. The dark blue coloring is perfect. The makeup looks dynamite. She's got some spots on her head. She's got the straps on her head tails. And I gotta say, this is really, really, really good. You know, she got her tight pants and the works. The belt is there. There's really nothing bad I can say about this figure other than the fact that she has a cloth robe that's kind of ill-fitting. I'm kind of surprised they included it at all. They probably could have saved some pennies by just leaving it out, and the figure would look even better as a result, because when you have a, you know, I don't need to tell you this, but a lot of Star Wars collectors are guys, and when you have a blue alien chick action figure who wears super tight pants and almost no shirt, is what we want you to cover her up? Probably not. The selling point of the figure is probably that it's the best version of Aayla Secura ever. I have the 2005 version, which I previously thought was going to be as good as she got. I was wrong. This is much better. You should get her. Rounding out the wave, unless I forgot somebody, let me check. Nope, that's it, is Nominor, which was a figure that ranked very highly in the Toy Fair Fans' Choice poll a few years ago. They even showed a picture of a prototype, and at one point, this figure was going to be sold in a comic pack. That didn't happen, because comic packs went away, and then he got delayed, so a lot of us were like, so is he ever coming out or not? This figure's really big, so I'm amazed they managed to cram him in a vintage bubble. They also gave him an amphistaff that's two pieces, because you can't fit it in the bubble without taking it apart. He's got a lot of removable armor elements, a cloth cloak, and he's got a lot of tattoos and a pretty good sculpt. He's got, does he have ankle joints? Let me see if I can move this. Yes, he does have ankle joints, they're just very stiff. He's got spikes coming out of all of his limbs. Really bony figures. He's kind of a gnarly looking dude. And the cloth cloak doesn't really fit him that well. They usually don't, and this one's no exception. He's got an elastic neck strap, so you can take it off if you want. But getting that hood to hang just right is just not happening. And the cloth cloak really won't fit on him at all if he's got the big spikes from the back of his armor on him. So you might need to take that off. It's a pretty good figure. If you're a fan of New Jedi Order, I'm sure you're beside yourself. And based on the distribution right now, if you're not ordering him online, you're probably not going to see him at all. So you might want to consider doing that. I don't foresee him being a poor seller for that reason. I mean, generally speaking, what you can't buy can't not sell, I guess, if that makes sense. It's a good batch of figures spread over two waves. Wave 4 of Vision 1 has the Clone Trooper 501st in it, and I personally feel that for the time being, everything Hasbro's doing is showing that this is a figure that they don't seem to be crazy about making a bunch of. And your reactions and what you email me says that you don't even want this figure, which I found amusing, because generally speaking, when there's a figure you can't get, people want it twice as much. But in this case, they're like, eh, who cares? So that could be very interesting for the future, which could mean high secondary market prices, or it would be fascinating to me if they had a figure that was actually genuinely hard to get and fan indifference kept it cheap. Not to say that doesn't happen. I mean, most figures for several years were very depressed in pricing. They're starting to change a little bit, but we'll see. I like these figures. I like all Star Wars figures. I could take or leave Nominor, I'll be honest with you. But the rest of them are great. Aayla Secura is awesome. Kithaba is fantastic. Dr. Evazan is as must-buy of a figure as you can get. And I like the Clone Trooper a lot, too. So I'm a fan of this wave. I would recommend it. You can go get it on our website. They also reshipped with some older characters. So if you missed out on the Gamorrean Guard, Wedge Antilles, Bespin Han Solo, Barriss Offee, and what's his name? Bom Vinden. These are some of the figures they shipped again along with these. So some of the harder to find figures last year are coming back. I know a lot of you have been asking about last year's Wave 9 with Bastila Shan, the Hoth Rebel Soldier, and Pon de Baba. As of now, there are no known plans to reissue those figures. But, you know, sometimes when a figure is really hard to get, that means they're sitting in a warehouse somewhere, or they're just waiting to be shipped. We don't know where they are, but they're obviously not in your hands, and they're not in our hands, so hopefully they made a bunch more and they're going to be out somewhere. We'll see. Thanks for listening. Check us out on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth, and I'll see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.